Here we go. Okay, good evening, gentlemen.
I have to know what the job is.
We continue in the Rambam, Hilchos Macholos Asuras, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin, Chapter 12, Law 17. We continue to discuss the laws of Yayin Nesach. We're almost out of the woods. We've got one more chapter after this. And we'll
out of the vines, probably.
Out of the vines.
My son thinks I'm an alcoholic. Because he bottle of wine in the exercise room the other day. What's wine doing at an exercise? What's a bottle of wine for bringing wine doing down here?
Tell him, come to the class. You'll find out why. Okay, so we're giving other examples. We have to be careful that the goy, while we slip out, may be slipping in and slipping up. So, Yud Zayin. Let's say a guy leaves a non-Jew in his store. Even though the Jew is going in and out, in and out, in and out the whole time in the store, and the goy is there, hayayin mutar. You're allowed to have the wine. Not only is it mutar, but you can even drink it. Why? Because the goy, we'll see in a minute, he is afraid that you, the owner, may walk in at any moment.
Any moment.
Right? Because you keep in and out, in and out. He's afraid, you know, he might want to take some wine and do something, but he doesn't want you coming back and he'll get fired.
But all he has to do is think about it.
No, he has to do, he has to shake, he's got to do something or drink, whatever.
I was just listening to the class from Wednesday.
No, not just think. That's not enough to think. He's got to do something with it.
Is that actually shaken?
The modio shahu. Remember, these things are closed also.
Oh, these are closed.
The modio shahu maflik. If you tell the guy, I'm going away for the afternoon.
That's
for an extended period of time.
Bad news.
That's not a good thing to do. Vishani, and you are out of the store, at least the minimum, kadeshi yiftach, that the guy could open the barrel. Ve'yigov, and then close it back up. Ve'tigov, and then put the seal over it and make it look as good as new. Then ayayin also b'shasi, even though you left the wine sealed, it's prohibited because he could do all that in that period of time. Similarly, v'cheinamaniach yeno b'akarno b'sfina, if you're leaving wine in a wagon or in a boat, it's being delivered in the port, imagoi, with the goy, you're going into the city to do your needs. But you didn't tell him how long you're going for. Then ayayin mutar. The wine is allowed because you didn't tell him exactly what you're doing. But if he tells him he's going for an extended period of time, if you wait long enough for him to open and close and seal it, the wine is usher to drink.
What do we mean when you allow it to dry out? Allow the seal to
dry out? That's when the seal, yeah, it's got to look as good as new. Because he could open and close and then it looks like it's been tampered with.
Right. So you've got to have the materials to do this also.
Yep.
Won't that take a while?
Yeah, so that's what he's saying. If he left that long, whatever it is, a half an hour, I don't know. No, not overnight. But whatever, it's enough time.
It's a nice warm sun, 3 hours, 4 hours.
Whatever.
This is like kashrut though, isn't it? Like certifying restaurants, like you find places.
That's the idea. The whole idea is having a nichnas. That's the idea. In Hebrew it's called nichnas v'yotze, in and out. And that's important when you got nannies in the house, the same thing. You see, if you got a nanny in the house, and you just don't tell her how long you're going away for. And the first couple of times, come back right away. You know, go out and then
get your keys.
And then, oh, I forgot my keys. You know, how long? The guy asked, how long am I going? I don't know. It depends. I could be back in 5 minutes. Could be back in 3 hours. I don't know. Keep them on their toes.
So when they sealed the barrel, did they use like pitch or something?
I'm sorry.
And when they sealed the barrel,
yeah, with pitch, yeah, that kind of stuff.
So now today it's not an issue because they can't reseal these bottles.
Well, yeah. So now you're in pretty good shape, unless we'll see in a second. Unless they'd have the equipment. Now you have to have special equipment that specially
if you don't have
seals
the equipment
it
at your house.
So you usually don't have it, then if you leave it sealed, you're okay.
If you're Larry Garber, though, it's a little more challenging.
Yeah. Now, v'chol hadvorim ha'elu, everything we just mentioned is b'chavya stumas, closed barrels. Of a besuchos, but if they're open barrels, then I feel a little show. You don't have to wait very much at all.
Seconds.
As long as I'm leaving, Ayin also immediately. If you're going in and out, then it's still okay because he still is afraid to touch it because he knows what you're doing. But if you tell me going for any period of time and then being out for even 2-3 minutes, then that's no good. That's if it's open, because now there's, you don't have to wait that really long time because he doesn't have to do much. He can just mess it up on the spot. But the idea being, as long as the non-Jew is afraid you can come in any minute, he will not tamper with your wine. Yes, Sully.
No, even if he did not wait. So you can't leave an open period. You can't.
No, you can. He's saying you can.
I understand. That's like an open bottle, like the other. No, so,
may Acher show. Look at the rest of the sentence. May Acher show diem shumal. And when he tells him he's going for a long period of time.
But if he doesn't know
you're going to be in
the house, and you have the bottle in the kitchen,
I'm around, you obviously have to tell the goy. The guy has to know he's not supposed to touch it. If you don't tell the goy that he, if you don't tell me he can't touch it, then of course you've been a fool. But we're talking where the goy knows he's not supposed to do it. So you got to tell your nanny, for example, you can't touch this wine. Okay, so now when they know they can't, if they don't know that they're going to do it, they think there's nothing wrong with it. But they have to know. You say, listen, I'm a Jew, you're a goy. You know, we have certain Jewish rules. You're not allowed to touch the wine. Finish. You touch the wine, you lose your job. So now you go out, and you don't tell them that you're going out. You just happen to go out for a minute. They're not going to stay out. But if you say, I'm going away for 3 hours, you'd be going for 2 minutes. That's us.
But you don't touch the wine. That doesn't mean they're not going to pick it up and move it anyway. I mean, you're
right, but if you told them not to, and they don't know if you're out of the house, they're not going to do it.
Right.
They're going to get in trouble.
If they know you're gone for extended.
You would never know.
You wouldn't, but there is something called the fear. The fear of being caught is a fear. Is a fear. If you tell the nanny, you say that, I just want you to know, you're not allowed to touch the wine in this house. And if you touch the wine, you'll lose your job. Right now, if you're going to say,
that's assuming you don't have a movie.
If you say I'm going for 5 hours, then they couldn't care what you say because they know they're not coming back for 5 hours. But if you just go popping in and out,
we were pretty strict last week, and we said if they pick it up and shake it a little.
If we don't know if they do it, A, and B, what if you told them? And are you going in and out a lot? If they know, your wife is she works every day 9 to 5. Your wife leaves, okay, I'll be back at the end of the day. And then you're out of the house, then you're sunk.
Yeah.
Because you've told them, and in effect, you're out. So now you have problems. You see, the Rambam is speaking, where you're popping back and forth. So they don't know, they're always afraid you're going to get caught. That's the difference. That's when you go for the day, both husband and wife are out for the day, and now all you got is this wine just with a cork inside of it. You know, that's like an open bottle as far as we're concerned. It's all just to take the cork out, have a drink, close it up, whatever. So then that's a problem. First taste.
Yeah, but it seems to me it's not as strict as we talked last week. You have an open bottle.
It's the idea of, you got to remember, nichtnes v'yotzei, in and out, in and out.
I'm in the house all day. I'm upstairs working away.
If you tell them,
you're fired.
You're fired if you touch the wine.
There's going to be a little fear.
And you're in and out the house. They ain't touching it, man.
So that's good enough.
And that's good enough. The fear of losing your job, and they know you're in the house.
Right.
And
you're can be down at any time.
Now, if every day you're up in your office, you don't come out for 8 hours, that won't help. But if, you know, you pop into the kitchen three, 4 times a day.
Book, you can't have a mishkeich there all the time.
Well, first of all, in most restaurants, they're going to keep the mishkeich there all the time today.
Don't they have the aspect of popping in, popping out?
Some. It depends. Oh, depends if the owner is a shomer Torah mitzvah. Right. It's not a shomer Torah mitzvah. Speaking of, but there is this idea, if they know you can come at any time, and you do, then that is a very important thing. And that's what he's saying over here.
Isn't it this even with Yichud?
That's other things, yeah. Okay, let's continue. Yiches. Yeah, okay. But that's why when you tell me you're leaving the house...
No, I'm just saying, don't touch that. Okay, fine, go upstairs, come back.
Now, of course...
And they go, oops, I'll move over here, and I'll dust over here.
Well, if you're putting it in the fridge door, right, they really don't have to move it around, right? That depends where you leave. Where do you leave your wine, Shelley?
Well, that was on the counter.
Well, that's a problem.
So I moved it.
Yeah, it's on the counter.
That's a problem. But do you ever tell her she can't touch it?
No, just easier to not have non-movable shell wine even drawn.
You don't want to get her upset.
You know, you have to find a
good one. You got to tell her. She only comes once a week, the clean lady.
Every 2 weeks.
I'm saying, so they don't... But the ones who know the score, I mean, you know, if you have...
She knows.
When you say, I got to tell you, there's certain religious things, you cannot touch the wine. You cannot touch the wine. If you touch the wine, I have to throw it out. They can't.
Same thing when she cleans the kitchen.
You have to tell her she can't mix the towels. Can't mix this.
This is this cloth. This is this cloth. This cloth.
But it's always good, you know. Even if you're up in the house, just pop in the kitchen a few times. Just, you know, just as it, you know.
Yeah.
surprise, you know. Go, hi, I'm here. Anyway, Yilchetz. Yisrael, Shoyoichol, Im Hagoi. Now let's have a case where a Jew and a Goy are eating a meal together in the Jew's house.
Are they supposed to be doing that?
Well, that's another story, but they're doing it anyway, okay?
Okay.
Now, it's in the Jew's house. V'hiniach yayin pasuach al hashulchan. The Jew left open wine right on the table. Hmm. Kosher wine on the table. And also, v'yayin pasuach al hadulpiki. And he leaves some open wine on the serving table that's right next to the table. V'yatza. And the Jew goes out. So what's the case? What's halacha? Shal hashulchan aser, what's on the table is prohibited. Because the goy can touch it with extreme ease. He doesn't have to leave his seat even. He can just lean over the table and just do that. But it's on the serving of his law because he'd have to get out of his seat. And then if you come back, you could catch him out of his seat. And then he's a little bit more afraid of
it.
He's a little more vulnerable.
Again, we're all speaking where the goy knows he's not supposed to. If the goy doesn't know anything, then the whole case are moot. But what if the Jew told him, listen, feel comfortable while I'm away. Mezogish to say, pour and drink. Uh-oh. Kol hayayin apasur. All the open wine in the house.
Forget it.
It's not good. Yutes. Another similar scenario. He's drinking together with the goy. And all of a sudden, Mishama kol tefila v'seknesis. He hears, mincha.
Oh,
he's
got
to go to shul.
The goy doesn't have to go to
shul. He goes out. Now the goy doesn't necessarily know why you're going out.
How long?
Right? The wine that's open is allowed, I guess only on the dulpaki. Shanachri Omer, because the goy is singing to himself, oh, he's going to remember his wine. The Yovi Meher is going to come back. He's going to see me touching his wine. I'm going to get in big trouble. So obviously the goy knows he's not supposed to touch it, you see. Ulafiza, therefore, since he doesn't know the nature of that, Eina Zozmim Komo, he's not going to move from his spot. Veinasa, and what's Usher only? Elama Shalafana Bovat, only what's in front of him, meaning his own cup.
Right.
The cup of the goy, because obviously that is going to be not kosher.
What about the bottle that's in front of him?
It's still, because there it's not saying he's, it's not clear from the Rambam.
I know, but that's such an easy thing. Even if he's gone for 30 seconds, it's a no-brainer.
It's on the table.
It's on the table.
Yeah, okay, so that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, you're right. That's awesome. Okay, good. Chav. Goy v'Yisrael shayidoyim b'chatzar echaz. A non-Jew and a Jew are sharing the same courtyard. V'yotzu. One second. Okay, now. And the Jew also, one other point, the Jew has not locked his doors of his house. Let's say it's a classic courtyard where the house opens right into the courtyard. The Jew's house opens the courtyard, the goy's, and we'll add between the lines, the Jew did not lock his front door. So they're in the courtyard having whatever this, tanning themselves. All of a sudden, the Yatzer Shtein Bibahola, they both leave in a rush. Why?
Chasen.
Liros Chasno Hesped. Either there's a Chasen coming by, or there's a eulogy. And they just are in a haste to go out.
Why would the goy go out?
Well, I don't know. The Jew says, oh, big rabbi died. Oh, I'll go to... I don't know. The goy goes with him. Whatever. I don't care why. Let's say the goy could be his servant. I don't know. Anyway, then what happens? So they come rushing out, and they kind of split, you know, when there's a big commotion going on. And then they kind of come back, and they don't come back together. The goy comes back into the courtyard. V'sogar ha-pesach and locks the door to the courtyard. Whoa. From the street to the courtyard. Now, if he locks the door to the courtyard, he is assuming that the Jew already came into the courtyard, or he would not have locked the courtyard. Okay. V'acher kach bo Yisrael. Then the Jew happens to have come afterwards, but the goy didn't know that. So now, what about any open wine in the Jewish person's house with his unlocked door?
Should be okay.
He thinks he's there.
Oh, good. Harei hayayin hapasuch shabayis, the wine that's open in the house of the Yisraeli, behetera remains permitted as it was beforehand. We're not afraid the goy is going to come in because we assume since he locked the door, he thought that you already came in and went to his house.
You got it.
Shalo sagar agoy, because the goy, when he locked the door, ela al dashik var nichlas Yisraeli lebeiso, because he figured that you already went into his house, lo nishar adam bachus, and nobody outside, and he thought shehu kedamav, that the Jew came in first. And since there was all this kind of confusion, he can't tell. No, it's a confused state. There was haste and rush. So he didn't know. Therefore, he didn't pay a lot of particular attention. So if he's closed the door, we assume he figured the Jew came back, and therefore he's not going to mess it up. However, if the goy would know that the Jew had not returned, Rambam doesn't say, but the implication is clear. If the goy knows the Jew is in Kimmel, let's say he sees the Jew's way down there, and therefore he's not going to lock the door. If the Jew comes back and the door is not locked, he knows the goy knows he's not there, then the wine would be us. Chaf Aleph. Yain shall
Yisrael. Does it matter whether he knows the Jew won't come back momentarily, but he'll be quite a
while? No, because then it doesn't take long. It's all confusion in that.
But he's got to get in the house. He's got to get in the guy's house.
Yeah, but it's all confusion and all that. So it could take a while. I know it seems to contradict.
We didn't say whether the bottle's open, whether
the bottles are open. The bottles are open. Because if it has to be the bottle. It says, Vareha Yain Pasuach, it's open. I'm just open. So it's not going to take long. And because it's a confused state, everything's all confusing. He probably thinks he can pull it off. Chaf Aleph. Yayin shol Yisrael vol shol goy bevayis echad. You have a Jew and a non-Jew in the same house, and there's wine belonging to both of them. V'hoyo chavios pesuchos, and the barrels were open, right? V'nichnas har goy labayis, and the goy goes into the house. V'nol hadelas bado, and he locks up the door. I guess with the Jew on the, he's on the inside, and the Jew's on the outside. I guess they share the house. And he goes in and he locks the door. That's well, Nesser Kol Yain. Obviously, all the wine is usser because there's nothing going to be afraid of. The Jew's at least going to be knocking on the door or something. He's going to get a heads up for a few seconds.
I wonder if there's a window.
So that's going to make it all usser. However, v'miyesh chalon badeles, if there is a window, the see-through window in the door, the guy who's on the outside can look right in and see what's going on without leaving the door. Bro, connect and can see right across. So here we're going to say it depends. Call hachav yishav keneged achalon. Any of the barrels that are in eyesight of the door's window, muteres, are permitted because the guy never knows when the Jew's going to be picking in. Ushaminat stone, it's on the side that you couldn't see from behind the door. Asuris is prohibited. Sharei mefachem erosa, he's afraid. Now that explanation, the last clause is going on the clause before, because he's afraid of anyone who'll see him. That's going on what's in shot of the window, not to what's on the side, obviously. Chaf Beis. Here's a nice one. V'cheinim shog ari. Let's say a lion roars. Ukayitzaba, or anything else that's a sudden excitement, a tornado. Chveis. Uborach agoy, and now what happens? The goy runs. Let's say there's a goy in the street. There's a lion roaring. So everyone run for your lives. So the goy, what does he do? What would you do if a lion is roaring in the street? What would you do?
Run for cover.
To the first house you see.
Yeah.
Happens to be a Jewish house that's got barrels of wine in the basement.
Doesn't matter to you.
When there's a lion, you run to the house. I'm going as far into the house as I can. And he hides amongst open barrels. But you know it's because of the lion.
Yeah.
Hayayin mutar. The wine is allowed. We don't assume the goy will touch the wine. Why? Shu'omer, because he's going to figure. Shemi Yisrael Acher. Now, I guess just like I hid in there, there could be another Jew. Remember, it's a wine cellar. It's dark. So he goes in there, but could be there's a Jew behind the fourth barrel over there. Just like I ran for cover, another Jew could run for cover. He's going to see me if I touch it. So under that kind of circumstance, then we say he probably hasn't touched.
If he was asked what he did, he'd be lying about it.
Yes, sir. That's correct. Okay, good. All right. Now, next. Chav Gimel. Otsasuyai. Now we're going to talk about the storage house of the wine. Let's say the wine cellars. And this was a common wine cellar. Shahayu chaviyosav suchos. He has open barrels. V'yesh l'goy chaviyos acheres ba'osav punduk. And the goy also has other barrels in the inn that's got great storage with things on the basement there, whatever. V'nimtza ha'goy oimei ben achaviyos yisrol ha'psuchos. He's standing amongst the open barrels of the Jew.
This is not a good thing.
What should we assume is going on? Well, it depends what happens when you meet him. The Jew walks in, and here's what he sees. He sees that he's got his open barrels, the goy is standing right there, and Jesus walked right in. What should we assume has happened? Depends. Im nival kishenimtza, v'nit basolav, kaganav. If the guy is stunned, he says, oh, you're here. And when he found him, and you catch him as if he is a ganav, right? So hayayin mutter b'shesio. Then the wine is permitted. Why? Since he seems to be so afraid, then he probably didn't have any time to do anything, right? But he doesn't appear to be all excited and stunned as a ganav. That means he's pretty confident of what he did. Ella harehu boter. So he stands very confidently there. Hayayin asur. The wine is also. That's interesting. I would have intuitively thought the opposite.
Is what we always say.
You know, but he I don't know why. The Rambam seems to say the opposite. If he looks confident, it looks like it.
He looks all quiet. I think
the Rambam is saying if he's confident, it means he already did what he had to do and he's all finished.
He did the deed.
In other words, if he seems so calm, he probably did what he had to do and he's
everything's fine.
But the other guy, he's like, you almost caught him. It's like, he's just about ready to do it, right? I could hear, you could argue on this Rambo.
Yeah.
Anyway, Vitina Kaninsarchos, what about a little child you find amongst the barrels? Benkagobenka, it doesn't matter if he seems scared or not scared when you catch him. Kol Hayayin Mutter, all the wine is Mutter. Why? Because he will certainly not be thinking of libating. Right, and since it's all in doubt, so we'll go lenient there. Because if a goy would, because if the kid touches it, he won't make it usher. Right? But if the goy touches it, makes it usher. Therefore, we'll be lenient if the kid's over there.
Clearly, it's this kid. They say a baby. I mean, it's like
a baby. A child doesn't know enough.
Doesn't know.
That would for sure be okay, because I don't know what they're doing at all. Okay, Chavdal. Gidud Shenichas Avedina. A brigade is coming into the city. Mm. It wasn't uncommon. The Goyish armies.
We learned this in the Gemara.
Goyish armies go in, and sometimes they help themselves to what they want. And
well, isn't it, do we need to take this with the Kohanim in Kesuvos with the Kohanim to allow there? Are all the women, the wives of the Kohanim permitted or not? This is in the time of war when the brigades come in.
So we're going to focus on the wine now. Okay. So it depends when they're coming in. Is it peaceful times or is it war times? If it's Derech Shalom, if it's a time when everything's calm, so they're not rushed. They could take all their time and do whatever they want, because you don't argue with the Roman soldiers when they come to
this is the wine
shack up in your place. And obviously, one of the biggest things they're looking for is your wine. I mean, they could be looking for other things too, but wine is the one we're talking about. So therefore, it's very obvious. Kol ha-chaviyos, ha-psucha shebachadiyos, any of the bottles that are open in all the stores, asuras are prohibited, ustumos mutaris, and the closed ones are allowed. Because why? Because they're not going to bother with the closed ones.
Right.
Right? And more than that, if they open them, they ain't closing them.
Right.
And I say, you're the soldier there. What do you care? So you catch me. What do I care? I'm a soldier. I can do what I want. So if it's closed, we assume they didn't open it and bother to close it. Unless it was corked. Then it's awesome, because they could cork it and uncork. You know, if it's corked already, they'll take it out, put it back in. That they might do. But anyway, but anything that's sealed, you for sure is okay, because if they did take it, they wouldn't put it back. And they really have a run, they call it the run of the house, whatever. But if it's Shas Mulchamad, there's a war going on, and therefore, you know, you don't got a lot of time to start drinking wine. So im pashar gdud ba medina va'aver, if the brigade spreads out into the country and passes through, then elu ve'elu mutaris, then everything is permitted. Doesn't matter closed or open. Why shein panay l'nas? There's no time to do any of that stuff.
But that's not true, because that's a machlokas.
But that's if it's opened up originally. But we said if they are closed, And then if they're open, then it would be a problem. Okay, let's Okay, let's do one more. Chave. Goy shedimtzo eimed bitzad abor shel yayin. You see a goy, he's standing around a vat, a big open vat of wine that belongs to a Jew. So now, he hasn't done anything, or we don't know if he's done anything yet. Generally speaking, a goy isn't going to tamper with things that aren't his, so to speak. But what if we have the following scenario? He lent the Jew money, and the collateral was all the wine in this big, big
pit. Oh, this is a problem.
It's the collateral, and I guess the Jew hasn't paid. And you see the goy, you know, Guido is standing right next to that big vat over there, and he knows this is the collateral. Well, areza usser. We're going to say that that is prohibited, because since it's a collateral on that. So what happens even if he would be caught?
Who cares?
He'd say, what's my problem, man? You didn't pay yet. Yeah. This is my collateral. Even though it's before the time, I'll say, I'm going to start taking some collateral now. Stama goy isn't going to take your stuff if he's afraid he's going to get caught. But he feels he's got rights to take it. Mipnei shalibo gaspo, because his heart is like familiar with it. He feels it's coming to him. So shaleach yodo menasech, he would send his hand and do a little bit of the shaky shaky. But vimein lo alav milva, but if there is no collateral on that, and he's just a regular goy who has no real connection to that wine, hayayin mutter b'shasiya, the wine is for him to drink, because he would be afraid to get caught and he would get into trouble. Okay, good place to stop for tonight. And tomorrow, Mitzvah, we'll finish the perek.